as a prelude to the tragic story of Mechiras Yosef, the sale of Yosef and everything that unfolded from there, the Torah tells us, V'Yisrael Ahav Es Yosef Mikol Banav, that Yaakov loved Yosef even more than his other sons. He favored Yosef, Ki Ben Zekunim Hu, because he was a child of Yaakov's old age, V'Asalo Ksonas Pasim, and he made for him this, I'll leave it untranslated for now, this special coat. We know it's often mistranslated in the secular world as a technicolor dream coat of some sorts, but some kind of special coat. The next pasuk tells us, in the association and the cause and effect seems pretty obvious. V'yiru echav ki oso ahav avihem, when the brothers saw that their father loved Yosef even more than them, v'yisnu oso ki lo yachlu darbu l'shalom. They hated him and they were not able to speak with him peaceably. They could not have a nice relationship with him. The rabbis in the Medrash, Chazal and the Bereishis Rabbah go through with a fine-tooth comb the different aspects of this pasuk, each of which are clearly important, but all of which seem to be somewhat vague, to try to understand what exactly the Torah is communicating to us on a factual level, and perhaps most importantly, on an ethical or educational level as well. The first question, which is implicitly asked by the Medrash, is why does the Torah tell us that Yaakov loved Yosef the most because he was the Ben Zekunim? He wasn't the youngest child, he had a younger brother, Binyamin. So what exactly does that mean? So the Medrash suggests two different opinions in which Zekunim does not mean just the product of old age, but hints at something else. The first opinion is that it's a play on words. Ben Zekunim sounds like Ziv Ekonin, which means that they had a physical resemblance. The splendor of Yosef's appearance was similar to that of his father's. They looked the same. The Medrash Tanhuma actually develops this a little bit more and says it wasn't just a physical similarity, but actually a very close and similar personality. This is a very insightful suggestion by the Medrash. We know that even if it's subconscious, people, including parents, maybe even especially parents or grandparents, often feel a very close connection to that child who looks like them, has the same chin, the same eyes, the same nose. Oh my gosh, you look just like your mother, just like your father. There's often a connection, and especially if there's a particular child who has a similar personality as his or her parents, that often also leads to a very close connection. So that's a possibility for why Yaakov loved Yosef particularly. The second answer suggested by the Medrash, one actually which is brought down by Rashi, is that here Zekunim is Milashon Ze Shekana Chachma. We know that oftentimes in Chazal, they understand the word Zakein, an older person, to really be an allusion to not just actual biological, chronological age, but that the wisdom that comes with, hopefully comes with passing years. Zakein Ze Shekana Chachma. That is to say, in this case, why was Yosef the Ben Zekunim? Because he was the one who shared Chachma. He is the one who Yaakov shared all of the Torah that he had learned previously. He shared that with Yosef. It's not clear from the Medrash or Rashi, did he only teach Yosef this Torah, not his other children? Or perhaps Yosef was the most diligent and the strongest student. But either way, this second opinion suggests that Yaakov and Yosef had a special learning, a study, a Torah relationship, and a bond, which really connected them in a very special and unique way. The next half of the Medrash is perhaps the lengthier and more, involved part, which is, what exactly is this Ksonas Pasim? How do we even translate the word? The Medrash, I'll try to run through them briefly. The Medrash suggests five different opinions for what the word Pasim, what is Ksonas Pasim? And the kind of an assumption is that Pas, as a word etymologically, implies a smooth strip or area. So the first opinion, says the Medrash, is it's referring to the shape or the length of the jacket, that it had unusually long sleeves or something hanging down onto the arms that went all the way down to the palms of his hand. And this was a very honored type of style of clothing because it implied that the person who was wearing it did not need to use their hands to work, so they could have their hands covered by the jacket. Second opinion is that reflects the quality of the wool. And there are examples where these words, this type of word also refers to a very high quality, soft type of material. So both of these first two opinions describe either the shape of the coat or the material of the coat. A third opinion, completely different, says it actually refers to what happened to the coat at the end. The word pas is very similar, it can maybe be connected to the word pious, or lottery, lots. And the Medrash tells us that later on, the brothers drew lots to see who had the unenviable job of telling Yaakov what had happened to Yosef, or what they claimed happened to him, and showing him the blood soaked coat. And therefore, the pasim that were eventually had Yehuda tell Yaakov what happened, the lots, that's what's being hinted at the end of that future, that happened to that coat. Fourth opinion is that it's not referring to what eventually happened with the lots, but rather al-shem, connected to all the things that happened because of this coat. And this is something that is also quoted in Rashi, that the letters pei, samach, yud, mem, in non-chronological order, but actually are abbreviations for, or Rashi Tevos for, the pei refers to Potiphar, the samach to Socharim, the merchants, the yud to Yishmaelim, and the mem to Midyanim. The times that Yosef was sold, we mentioned in a previous year this week, that there is an opinion actually of the Chaskuni, he was sold four times. Whether he was actually sold four times or not, this Medrash certainly confirms that he was sold multiple times, and perhaps even to actually four times. But all the tsaros that Yosef endured are hinted at by the word pasim. And lastly, the Medrash ends on a much more optimistic note, and it refers to what happened in the zechus of the person wearing the coat. It's Yosef who wore the coat, and we said it was a pas, means a thin strip, a smooth strip. It refers to the thin strip of the Yamsuf, when the water split and the Jewish people eventually went out. All of that was in the merit of Yosef, who resists the immoral temptations of the wife of Potiphar, and it's in his merit, the one who wore the ksonas pasim, that the Jewish people were able to go through on a smooth, dry patch of land when the Yamsuf was there. At the end of the day, the moral lesson is the same, which the Torah itself tells us, which is when you favor a child, you're asking for trouble.